Takes into 31, the wildlife action plan. Eileen, are you going to handle that one?
Yes, sir, I will.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, and Secretary Robley. I'm Eileen Dowd-Stuckel, Senior Wildlife Diversity Biologist. I'm going to get to the Wildlife Action Plan revision, but I'm going to give a little bit of background to make sure we're all on the same page. I don't think there's anybody who remembers this personally, but on September 2nd, 1937, President Roosevelt signed the Wildlife Restoration Act, also known as the Pittman-Robertson Act, or PR. PR directed that certain taxes on firearms and ammunition go to state wildlife agencies to fund wildlife management and habitat protection. And similarly, the Sport Fish Restoration Act, also known as Dingell-Johnson or DJ, was passed to funnel dollars to states to benefit sport fish. These programs have generated an estimated $23 billion to state wildlife agencies to be matched with about another $8 billion. So PR projects focus on birds and mammals with an emphasis on game species, and DJ projects are conducted on sport fish. Game Fish and Parks has stewardship responsibility for all fish and wildlife species, and we've been working for decades to try to find a stable funding source to address the species that have been left behind. A Band-Aid approach has been an annual apportionment from Congress called State and Tribal Wildlife Grants. State wildlife grants have been in place for more than 20 years. To be eligible to receive these funds, though, a state, territory, or the District of Columbia must prepare a plan, generically known as a wildlife action plan. The plan should describe how the entity will provide for the needs of all fish and wildlife species. And these plans have federal oversight, but there's a lot of flexibility to customize them to your needs and to your priorities. Plans must be revised at least every 10 years, and our next revision is due in October of 2025. GFMP typically receives about $600,000 to $700,000 in federal match funds through the state wildlife grant program. These funds are provided to help implement wildlife action plans. Although it is focused on habitats, South Dakota's plan identifies about 100 wildlife species that are known as species of greatest conservation need. And that's a mouthful, so we typically say SGCNs because we like acronyms. The list is supposed to help us evaluate how effective we are in implementing our plan. So an SGCN list may contain rare species, but also other species that need or represent a unique habitat type, and also species that we don't know very much about, and we need to learn more about them to know how to manage or restore them. So the most recent approach to address wildlife diversity funding needs is called Recovering America's Wildlife Act, which will provide federal match funds to state and tribal wildlife agencies. So similar to state and tribal wildlife grants, but bigger and more stable. As currently drafted, Game Fish and Parks will receive about $17 million each year in federal match funds to help us and our partners implement our wildlife action plan. As a comparison, in looking at the GFMP website, we list our funding sources of DJ and PR together as $21 million. So this is big money. This is a big deal and it's big money. Recovering, or RAWA, will also provide funds for education, wildlife-associated recreation, and law enforcement needs related to our wildlife action plan. So recovering has passed out of the house, voted out of the on the house floor. It has passed out of its Senate committee, and we are waiting for a vote on the floor of the Senate. President Biden has said he will sign this bill if it's put in front of him. So unlike state wildlife grant funds, recovering will allow work on rare plants as well. And in fact, there's a significant economic benefit to having plants covered in your wildlife action plan. So you can imagine states are taking this seriously. We have begun work on what's called a minor plan revision. Remember, our major plan revision is due in October 2025. We didn't want to wait for that. So we're doing a minor plan revision to identify plant species of SGCN, plant SGCNs, and additional animal species so that we can take full advantage of the recovering funds when they're available. So we are really excited about this opportunity to continue to work with our current partners and with new partners to benefit habitats for fish and wildlife, and also the many, many people that need healthy ecosystems for health, recreation, and economic benefits. I'd be happy to address any questions that you might have.
Yeah, certainly. Great presentation. And maybe Secretary Roebling wants to also weigh in on this. I know that we've been working the trap line, so to speak, at the federal level, and certainly a great program. I talked about the benefits of South Dakota is immeasurable if we can get this to go through.
Yeah, no, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me, and thank you, Eileen, for the great presentation. And I just want to echo a lot of what Eileen said. I mean, this is a game changer. This is obviously something we've been keeping our eyes and ears open and on for quite some time now. This has been in the making for the better part of 5, 6, 7 years. And we are the closest we've ever been in the congressional congressional arena, excuse me. So all that being said, we are one more hurdle to overcome. And like Eileen was indicating, these dollars can be directly used on private land to enhance habitat. They can be directly used to help with law enforcement of greatest species of conservation need. They can be directly used for recreational opportunities, for wildlife viewing, for birding within our park system. There's a lot of things here that we can check a lot of boxes and incorporate and a lot of enhancements throughout all we do within the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. So we have been watching this very closely. Eileen and her staff have been working diligently with associations such as AFWA and WAFWA, and there's a lot of conversation across the nation about this bill in particular with the wildlife agencies. So I want to thank Eileen for her work on this. We're not there yet, but we're very close. If this bill were to pass in the next month, we would not see any money from this bill until 2023. So the Fish and Wildlife Service, we had a conversation with those folks here last week at MAFWA, and they would hope to get the granting procedures and process in place that we could start acquiring funds likely January or February of 2023. So that is some great news, and we're going to keep this is very front and center across the country and see where it ends up.
Thank you, Secretary Roebling, and thanks for the great presentation. Appreciate that, Eileen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.